I greet you this evening again in the name of Jesus. I debated this morning calling Dana and seeing if there's somebody else that could share the message this evening. I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. It's not fair to them. Now tonight I realized that probably would have been the best thing to do. So I do ask that you would pray for me. Maybe it's a little easier to rely on the Spirit this evening since I know I don't have everything together. So I just ask for prayers. That song that we sang, He Was Nailed to the Cross. So I was listening to the singing and I was looking at that song. I thought that song would probably cover everything for us tonight. We have a wonderful Savior that died for me. He died for you. Shedding His precious lifeblood that the sinner might be made free. I guess that's the whole picture. The whole picture of new life in Him. Being willing to leave heaven to come here for you and for me. I think I could stop right there and we'd have enough. So I challenge you tonight to think about that as we look at the message this evening and also come to the time of celebrating the Lord's Supper together. I'd like for you to turn to Luke chapter 22. We're going to read three verses in Luke 22. I have two things I'd like for us to focus on tonight for just a short bit here. I titled my message this evening, In Remembrance of Me. In remembrance, we think about a memorial, we think about somebody that has died, and we celebrate that, we think about that. It's a memorial, we have Memorial Day, where we celebrate those that have given their life for the country. And we forget, as humans we forget. So He tells us that we are to do this in remembrance of Him. We'll get to that here in a little bit. We have our technology today. I have my little bitty iPhone, and it's real easy for me to forget. And I keep making it easier because I program my iPhone to remind me. What if I quit doing that, and I decided I'm just going to remember? But yet He's asking us in this scripture that we're going to look at, to do this in remembrance of Him. We need to remember. We need to remember what He did for us. Luke 22, verse 14. And when the hour was come, He sat down, and the 12 apostles with Him. Let's picture this for a minute. They were together for the Last Supper. It says the hour was come, He sat down. They probably had a real low table. It wasn't a table like we have. Like you see the picture of the Lord's Supper. I'm guessing that's not how it was. Or the Last Supper. But I'm guessing it was a low table. And they sat around this table. Maybe it was a mat. I'm not sure. It says, and the 12 apostles with Him. Then we go down to verse 15. And He said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. How could He have desire to eat with them before He knew He was going to suffer? What was that desire? I believe that desire was for the outcome. What's going to be at the end of all of this? He could walk away from this, but His desire was for you and I, because He wants us in His kingdom. With desire He wanted to eat. Somebody made a comment the other day about the mud that we're going to have in spring. You know, I said, if we have mud, that's okay. If it brings summer, I'm okay with that. Here He says, I have desire. This is what He had to go through. And He chose to go through this for you and I. With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Then we'll go down to verse 19. And He took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And that's our first point. Communion is a memorial of Jesus shedding His blood for our salvation. Friends, if He would not have been willing to come and shed His blood for us, we would have no opportunity. Every one of us sitting here this evening would have no opportunity. Our eternal destiny would be hell. But because He was willing to come and to shed His blood for us to take our place, we have the opportunity to be part of His kingdom. When I look back in the garden, I see Adam and Eve. It was beautiful. It says they walked with Jesus in the cool of the morning, walked with God. I can't imagine anything more beautiful. There was nothing difficult in the garden at this point. There was no sin. But when Satan entered the picture and sin came into the garden, there had to be death for a covering. Adam and Eve took fig leaves and they sewed them themselves, thinking that this would cover. Friends, our trying to gain our own salvation will never work. It says God came and there was a lamb that was slain to make them coverings of skin. A picture of Jesus giving His life for us so that our sins can be covered, can be removed. If we go a little further, we see Moses, God speaking to Moses, asking him to come share with Pharaoh about the children of Israel to try to get them out of Egypt. Moses came and he allowed Aaron to be, or God allowed Aaron to be his mouthpiece. If I'd have been Moses, I think I'd have given up. But Moses knew his God. Moses continually came back to Pharaoh. And we go through all the different plagues. And Moses keeps coming back, talking to Pharaoh about letting his people go. I want us to turn to Exodus chapter 12. Here we come to the place where Moses knew that the time was close. There was one more plague that had to happen. This was the plague of the firstborn being taken. Exodus 12, verse 21 says, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two sides of the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite thee. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped." Again, our first point there is talking about communion, being a memorial of Jesus shedding his blood. Then I want to look at the second one here. We celebrate communion. We are to celebrate communion with an attitude of worship. We look at the last verse we just read there. The last phrase, it says, "And the people bowed the head and worshipped." I remember as a young lad coming to this time of communion when it was just another ritual that we go through. It had no meaning. I believe communion needs to be a time of worship. It needs to be a time when we realize without God, we are nothing. We are empty. Without Him, we would have nothing to celebrate. Turn, if you would, to Malachi. Actually, I'm just going to read this. I don't want you to turn here. I'm going to use another translation. But in Malachi, I'd like to read a little bit. Thinking a bit about communion, celebrating communion, maybe celebrating communion in a way that dishonors God. I'm going to read some out of Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. The Lord of heaven's army says to the priests, "A son honors his father and his servant respects his master. If I am your father and master, where are the honor and respect I deserve? You have shown contempt for my name." Hear the Lord speaking to the children of Israel. See, they were sacrificing lambs that were blind. They were sacrificing lambs that had legs missing. They weren't giving their best. And He's saying, "You have shown contempt for my name." Then the children of Israel asked this, "How have we ever shown contempt for your name?" Then He answers back and says, you have shown contempt by offering defiled sacrifices on my altar." I'm going to ask a question this evening. How am I coming to the Lord's table this evening? We're going to look at two different tables for just a bit here. How am I coming to the Lord's table here this evening? Then again, they ask, "How have we defiled the sacrifices?" Then He answers back, "You have defiled them by saying the altar of the Lord deserves no respect. When you give blind animals as sacrifices, isn't that wrong? When I don't give everything I have to God, when I don't allow Him to give me a total cleansing, and I come to the Lord's table," let's find out what that table is here in just a minute. "And isn't it wrong to offer animals that are crippled and diseased? Try giving gifts like that to your governor and see how pleased he is," says the Lord of heaven's armies. "Go ahead. Beg God to be merciful to you. But when you bring that kind of offering, why should he show you any favor at all?" asks the Lord of heaven's armies. "How I wish one of you would shut the temple doors so that these worthless sacrifices could not be offered. I'm not pleased with you," says the Lord of heaven's armies, "and I will not accept your offerings. But my name is honored by people of other nations from morning till night. All around the world they offer sweet incense and pure offerings in honor of my name. For my name is great among the nations," says the Lord of heaven's armies. I want you to listen to this next part. "But you dishonor my name with your actions by bringing contemptible food. You are saying it's all right to defile the Lord's table." What is this contemptible food? They were bringing food. They were bringing things to the Lord's table that were not clean, that were not pure. "You say it's too hard to serve the Lord, and you turn up your noses at my commands," says the Lord of heaven's armies. Think of it. Animals that are stolen and crippled and sick are being presented as offerings. Should I accept from you such offerings as these? Asks the Lord. Cursed is the cheat who promises to give a fine ram from his flock, but then sacrifices a defective one to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord of heaven's armies, and my name is feared among the nations. And I'd like for you to turn to 1 Corinthians 10. Sorry, we're doing some hopping around here this evening. But as I came across this afternoon, as I studied this, as I read through this, the Lord really spoke to me. First Corinthians 10, verse 14. And I hope you can follow what I'm trying to see here this evening. "Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless. Thank you for the cup, Danny. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? This cup that we bless, that we use for communion, we bless it, and it causes us to be a part of Christ. The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything? Or that which is offered in sacrifice to idol is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, listen to this, they sacrifice to devils. Another word for that is demons. And not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? I guess I never saw this, where there are two tables here. One is the table that we call the Lord's table. Then there's another table that is considered the table of demons. Well, I guess I just had to check my life again. What table am I serving? What table am I coming to tonight? Is the table that I'm coming to this evening the table where I worship God? Where my heart is clean, my heart is pure? Communion is a very, very important thing. I believe we take it very lightly from time to time. But I believe if we take communion, it is so important that our communion is an honor to God. What about taking unworthily? I'm not trying to put fear into your hearts this evening. I'm not trying to go there. But I want us to realize that it is so important that as we take communion, that we are clean, that we are pure inside, that we are an honor to Him and to His table. What about taking unworthily? I know we have looked at this so many times as somebody that is living in sin. And yes, we need forgiveness all the time. I don't know about you, but I need forgiveness every day. But I believe one of the things that we can look at of taking unworthily is this whole thing of self-righteousness. We can become so self-righteous that we are of no good. I guess that's what hit me the hardest. How self-righteous am I? How good do I make myself look? It's good. We need to walk carefully. But I want to challenge us this evening. How are we celebrating communion this evening? Is our heart clean? Are we walking faithfully with Him? One of the things I had to think about is one of the things that, or something that's very common in our Western churches, is we can live life as we want to, but then when it comes time for communion, we straighten things out a little bit. You remember what I said last time at communion? I'm not sure if I had. Pardon? Okay, preparatory service, I guess, what I had last time. One of the things I shared last time was how that when I was a young boy, I had things I shouldn't have had. When it came time for communion, I either got rid of them or I hid them. Then after communion was over, I either went and bought it again or just brought things back out that I had. I believe that's eating from the table of devils. I challenge us tonight. Are we where we need to be tonight to take communion? Are we going to be a blessing to God tonight? Let's bow our heads for prayer. God, You know each one of us here this evening. You know my heart, Lord. You know where I'm at. You know what I need to do, where I need to go. Lord, you know I need cleansing every day. And just again, Lord, I ask for cleansing. I pray that you would bless our congregation here, Father. I pray that we would be honest, that we would be open, Lord. There is no shame of calling on you, of allowing you to cleanse us and purify us. Thank you for communion, Father. Thank you for this time of remembrance, this time of realizing, Father, what you did for us. And we just bless you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.